Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the first installment of the Solo Nick podcast, a new initiative in 2019. This is the podcast that you never knew you needed, but you probably still don't need. Myself, Nick, obviously here on my own, no one else on the line. Quick recap of the weekend. Basically, that's the premise behind this. 10, 15 minutes maximum. Recap of my team, what I hit, what I missed, all the sort of popular players in general. Who am I worried about? Who am I not? What did I score? What are the injuries and upcoming trades? That's basically it. It's the weekend in a nutshell. You don't need to follow every single game. You know, I personally don't have time to watch every game. Don't proclaim to be an expert, as I've said on the podcast before. So it's just a quick summary. I'm sure I'll get things wrong. If that's the case, please don't contact me on Twitter and say, oh, such and such played 42 minutes, not 40 minutes. Like, I'm sure there'll be things that I miss or get wrong, or reasons for players playing less minutes that I've misunderstood or haven't picked up. So, yeah, it is what it is. Hopefully you enjoy. My team this season is called the Duffel Bag Boys. Shout out One Shining Podcast. Shout out Teed Up. Look me up, Duffel Bag Boys with a Z. Set up a rivalry, whatever you like, that would be great. 979 so far sitting on, pre-updates. From what I can see, it looks like maybe only the Roosters game has updated. Every other game looks to still have all the offloads listed as ineffective, which usually means it hasn't updated. So not sure what the scorers are doing. First weekend, obviously easing back into it, but doesn't look like anything's updated yet, but plenty of updates to come, I think. 979, who knows where that ends up. It could be 1050, it could be 1080, it could be 979. We'll wait and see. Trades for this week, I'm thinking of moving on Flegler, limited minutes for the Broncos. On Thursday night, Lodge is looking like getting suspended though, so I'll see what they do there with the starting team first, but looking to move him on to Host, who we'll cover off later on. Key injuries from round one, obviously Tyson Frizzell, very unfortunate injury. He'll be out for at least 6 weeks, maybe more, so that's looking like potentially more minutes there for Host, which is why he's probably one of the better options this week for those of us who don't have him. Nathan Brown looks like a torn pec. Very bad news for the Eels and for Brown owners. Great news for Sean Lane owners, obviously, with Brown and Manu Ma'u now both out. Sean Lane, very good in round one and likely to keep getting 80 minutes for who knows how long. But definitely one to watch if you've got him. Well done. If you don't have him, look to bring him in. All right, let's go through some of the hits and the misses for round one. I'll talk in the context of my team, but it's a very general discussion that will apply to a lot of players. So some of the hits, I did not go Glasby, who only would have scored 37 without a try and only played the 45 minutes, which looks like probably a bit less than people had have thought. I went for Feeder, 73 minutes, huge game. Stayed away from Gallen, although, you know, I was spruiking him. I was quite keen. Only played the 44 minutes. I went with Nakora, who everyone did. Good game there for him. 80 minutes, 50 points. No attacking stats aside from two offloads. So potentially a couple of updates there for him as well. But good first outing for Nakora. Stayed away from Radley, geez, 61 minutes and could only muster 33 points. That's not what you want to see in round one from a starting lock. So yeah, glad that I stayed away from him. Went with Cam Murray, 69 points. Did have a try in there, no line break though, so would have been 52 without the try. Very solid out in there for Murray. Played 64 minutes, so maybe that could jump up a little bit as well. Played Adam Kieran from the Warriors in my 17. Got his 86 points. Warriors absolutely toweled up the Dogs, which was great to see. And the boys are currently sitting top of the ladder. So, I mean, we could probably just start finals now. I think I don't really see why we have to play the other 24 rounds. Warriors have got this in the bag. Good start there from Kieran on debut. 86 points pre-updates. Happy to play him in my 17. I played Burr in my 17 as well, 52 points. Only played 53 minutes, slightly disappointing, but I think that's sort of what I was saying in the preseason. I think he'll be a 1 point per minute player, and he'll probably get 35 to 40 in the front row rotation off the bench once Papa Lee comes back. So he'll make some money. I was tossing up between him and Napa, and luckily played Burr, which got me 15 extra points. Avoided Kieran Holland, 33 points, and just looked absolute garbage. So I'm glad I avoided him. Would not be surprised if he potentially gets dropped sometime in the next couple of weeks. I went with Madison in my second row, 64 points, 80 minutes. Looked pretty good. Avoided Tapao. Only scored 46 in about 45 minutes, I think, from memory. 46 in 46 minutes, and potentially looks like he's got a hand injury. So there'll be some more to come there for Tapao, I think. Avoided Kahu, who only scored 20. I know he had an HIA, came back on. It's hard to tell when these guys have HIAs how it affects their score, but I'm glad to have avoided him so far. Avoided Opačić in the same game for the Cowboys also. Only scored the 31 points there in the full 80 minutes. 13 tackles, 10 hit-ups, just no attacking stats for Opačić. Went with Bateman, 63 points in 80 minutes. Looked very good. Got through a lot of work in horrible conditions here on the Gold Coast on Sunday, late afternoon, evening. So good game there for Bateman. I went with Sean Lane, like I said earlier, 73 points in 80 minutes. With the injuries there at the Eels, he's going to be an 80-minute back rower. And he has definite upside there with the attacking stats that he is known to put on. What did he have today? A try assist and a line break assist, but still 27 tackles and 12 runs. So he's in the 40s from base easily, and he's bumped himself up to 73 with some attacking stats, which is good to see. And I did go with Garner from the Tigers, 69 points in 66 minutes. Obviously try and line break included in there, so brings him down to about 40, which is not awesome. I didn't play him in my 17, so if he's around that sort of 40 to 45, he'll make a little bit of money, but not a whole lot. So yeah, attacking stats there helped, but not the best score, but still happy that I went with them, I suppose. Some of the misses, some of the guys who I did not go with or did not go with and I am regretting it, or who I did go with and I'm regretting it. So Matt Gillette kicks it off for the Broncos Thursday night. I thought he looked really good. Only played 51 minutes, but made 50 tackles in those 51 minutes and scored 62 points playing through the middle. I'm not gonna jump the gun and get on him this week. I'm gonna wait a little bit and see how he goes. But I was keen on him on the preseason and a very good initial outing there from old Gillette, which is good to see. Flegler, like I said, only played. I'm not sure exactly how many minutes Gillette got, actually. He went off at the 51-minute mark, but he potentially played a few more than that. Flegler only got the 13 points in very limited action. I think I'm going to flick him this week. Capewell from the Sharks, I did not get in my centre wing. Thought he looked quite good as well. 80 minutes for 51 points there. Pairing up with Nakora on either side of the field to both play the full 80, which is good to see for Capewell owners. Jake Friend turned up. Did have a try and two line breaks, obviously, but still 100 points for Jake Friend is a good outing. 58 tackles. Without the attacking stats, he's probably around about the 60 mark, 60 to 65, which is a very good outing, and he could prove to be that. That hooker who sits behind Cook this year, the sort of the second best hooker. I went with Corey Allen, bench utility, only scored the 2 points. definitely not ideal. Not much you can really do there. I think I'm just gonna sit on him, see what happens. I did not go with Tolman, who I thought was pretty good, 61 points in 53 minutes. He's definitely one to watch, I think, at the price. I went with Napa, who I wasn't particularly impressed with, 43 minutes, only 37 points. Was hoping for sort of 50 to 55 minutes and a PPM of closer to one. So wait and see if maybe a downgrade to host or an upgrade to lane if you've got some cash or if you can make some cash somewhere else, might be worth a look there. Still on the misses here, I went with Gerbo as my captain, which was not the best, low 60s, which is still solid, just no attacking and no create stats without his brother in the side, it seems, just all base. Hopefully he gets a few tackles and he updates a bit, but he did not have an upload, so there's no uploads there. It was just 45 tackles and 9 runs. 9 runs is a bit low for Gerbo, so yeah. Definitely impacted by not having Tommy in the side, and hopefully Tommy gets back in there sooner rather than later. I did not go with Taumalolo. I was prescribing to the heat theory, but obviously proved me wrong there. Great performance from Taumalolo, 98 points, including a try assist and 2 line breaks, but again, 21 runs, over 300 metres, just huge. So he'll be one of the premium second row guns again this year, it looks like. Paul Vaughan, 60 points, pretty solid. Did not go with him, but that's a good outing for him. El first up, I went with Jai Arrow, who only played 55 minutes tonight, only scored 46 points. Went off at the 55-minute mark and did not come back, which is a bit worrying. I'm not going to trade him, but definitely something to keep an eye on. Nathan Cleary, only 30 points. It is what it is. First game of the year, I'm not going to panic, but would have been nice to see him score a few more points, but Parra got the job done there over the Panthers this afternoon, which is a good performance by the Eels, especially losing Nathan Brown early. He only played 18 minutes. And then host, like I mentioned earlier, 68 minutes, which is very solid. Very, very solid there. 45 points, which I think was, all base. 36 tackles, 9 runs. Definitely one to watch, especially with Frizzell out for a period of time. I think host will be a popular trade-in this week. Some guys who I'm not particularly worried about. Kalen Ponga, 40 points in a game where, there was only 22 points total scored. I'm not worried about him. That's probably, if that's as low as he's going to score, I'll take it. Teddy, 25 points. Bannerhurst got him, unfortunately. Pretty rubbish conditions down at the SCG on Friday night, so not worried about Teddy, but it would have been good to get more from him. Latrell and Damian Cook in the same game, 40 and 57 points respectively. Better days ahead in better conditions. And CNK for the Raiders as well, 27 points. I think he's got some tackle busts that could upgrade him, into the mid-30s or even up to 40. But the weather for that game this evening was just horrendous. So he will, on a drier track, I think he was pretty solid, and he'll be better for the run, and much improved on a drier track, I think. Some other players to cover just quickly. Brandon Smith, 43 minutes. I really like Brandon Smith. Obviously, plays very similar to Isaac Luke. Good strong runner, 13 runs. I had him as my backup hooker. Traded him last minute to Reid Mahoney, which is not the end of the world, but I think Smith is a legitimate hooker 2 option if he's going to keep playing 40 to 45 minutes. Clemmer from the Knights, really liked his game. 66 minutes, 64 points, was really good against the Sharks, and he might be a legitimate option at the Knights this year. In that same game, I thought Matt Moylan looked really good, 53 points. Definitely worth a look. BMOZ, got to mention him, 40 points, solid outing in bad conditions. I don't have him, and I wouldn't trade him, but just wanted to give him a shout-out. Adam Reynolds in that same game looked really good. 71 points with 3 try assists and a line break assist. He could be a pod half, potentially, to look at. Isan Masters, 61 points for the Tigers. Good solid outing there for him to start the season. I think he's got 5 offloads to update as well, so he could potentially go up to 70 post post updates. Kicked the 4 goals, so 16 points in goals. Good news there for Masters owners. Gareth Widdop, 20 points. Didn't actually see any of this game, so I can't comment particularly on his performance, unfortunately, but 20 points at fullback. I don't think too many people were on him this year, which is lucky, but yeah, not a good opening round for Widdop. Reid Mahoney, I mentioned him a little bit earlier. Without that try, it would have only been 28 points in 67 minutes. Only made the 3 runs. So I'm a bit worried. I'll give him a week, obviously, because, you know, if you're going to come out and score 57, it's definitely not the end of the world, but would have liked a bit more action, a bit more involvement, I suppose, from him. Mitchell Moses, 68. If Parra's going to do anything this year, you know, be half decent, he's going to have to shoulder a lot of the load. 2 try assists and a line break assist tonight, so good outing for him to kick off the season. On the flip side, Sean Johnson, only 26 points. He's probably going to take some time to settle into that Sharkies team, but a disappointing outing for him. I wouldn't be selling him, though, if I did own him. At least hold him. Give him another week. His price is not going to change until round 3. See what happens there. A couple of the backline rookies are a little bit underwhelming. Sivo, only 22 points, and Garrick, only 19 points. So I think there'll be a lot of people looking to jump off the 2 of them along with Corey Allen this week. Underwhelming. Underwhelming round 1 scores, but just remember that those scores do drop out of their rolling average straight away. So they're only impacting 1 price rise. So it's really the round 2 and the round 3 score that are the most important scores for these rookies as opposed to round 1. So don't go jumping the gun. Don't go burning trades unnecessarily. We've only got 37 trades for the year, so it's really about 1.5 per week. So if you're just going to smash through 2 every week, you're gonna run low. But yeah, I mean, it'll depend on teams. Obviously, the Dragons have got to do something for Frizzell. The Eels have got to do something for Nathan Brown, like we said. The Titans might have to do something for Tyrone Roberts, but they did have Ash Taylor, who didn't play tonight, so there could be a straight swap there. There's probably a couple of other injuries that I've missed. It'll be interesting to see if Kahu can back up from that HIA. We'll see how he goes there, but it'll be interesting to see if Kerrod Holland gets dropped potentially after that horror outing. You'd think usually the coach would give these guys more than 1 game before making any rash decisions. Obviously, they picked them in round 1 for a reason. They've been watching them all pre-season, but we'll see what happens. All right. Like I said at the start, not too unhappy with that score, 979. I think it'll update over 1,000. Looks like a lot of people around that high 900s mark, low thousands, low 900s. Everyone's in the same boat. It's only early in the year, so yep. That's it. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. Please leave comments accordingly. What you liked, what you didn't like. I think next week I'll post. I'll try and get some stories on Twitter for, you know, hits and misses for other people in your particular sides, and I'll cover that as well. Obviously, being round 1, I've just tried to cover as many players as quickly as possible. But I'll try and reach out to a few people on Twitter and see if we can get some other stories to cover going forward. All right, guys, speak later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.